Van Loo did not rely solely on her former slaves during the entire war. By July 1862, she had expanded her network to include champions of the defunct Whig Party, of whom her parents had been loyal supporters, John Minor Botts, Franklin Stearns, and Charles Palmer. Botts and Palmer, in particular, linked Elizabeth with two men who later became her most trusted deputies, William S. Rowley and Frederick William Ernest Lowman. Van Loo and these men became the first members of a nascent Unionist underground engaged in a series of operations to undermine the Confederate prison system. Their primary targets were the notorious Libby Prison, which housed soldiers, and Castle Thunder, which housed civilian and political prisoners. Working as a nurse, Van Loo influenced rebel surgeons to send imprisoned Union men to the hospitals where she brought them food. Simultaneously, members of the underground enlisted the aid of clergymen who brought money to the Union soldiers so that they could procure necessities through the rapidly expanding black market. As in all wars, bribes were the best weapons. Expending almost all of her personal fortune for the Unionist cause, Van Loo personally bankrolled much of her network's activity, both for charitable purposes and to cover their collection of strategic intelligence. Using the networks of the former Underground Railroad that had earlier been exploited by Southern abolitionists to ferry escaped slaves to freedom, Van Loo connected with General Benjamin Butler, commander of the Department of Virginia and North Carolina, who became responsible for vetting the intelligence gathered. While historians agree that Van Loo's networks managed to generate colossal amounts of useful intelligence, they also unanimously concur that Butler failed to exploit most of the actionable intelligence he received. All the same, even in the face of Butler's failure to exploit many of the intelligence resources he had at his disposal, Van Loo and her network are credited with several key intelligence coups, in particular the coordination of a prisoner revolt with the attack on Richmond by General George Meade in February 1864, where the Union managed to rescue thousands of Union prisoners. As historian Edwin Fischel, author of The Secret War for the Union, concluded, "The most productive espionage operation of the Civil War on either side that has ever been documented was the service performed by the Richmond Underground. The Van Loo Group produced most of this information." Scholars have uncovered and studied closely the biographies of some 432 known spies from the American Civil War. The overwhelming majority were amateurs, makeshift solutions to needs that appeared in the ebb and flow of battlefields and boundaries. The greatest lesson from the American Civil War for the history of espionage came not in spycraft, but in the brilliant use of cultural myopias against one's enemies. Southern women spies like Rose O'Neill Greenhow and Belle Boyd thrived on the North's failure to understand that women posed a serious strategic threat to national security. Similarly, Elizabeth Van Loo, Mary Elizabeth Bowser, and Harriet Tubman showed how gender and race could be played against the South for tremendous strategic advantage.
This ends Lecture 13.